Here he is, the new president of Chrysler Corporation for the next 30 days. It's Big Buck from the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, but all you fools are giving me money, so what the heck?
There you go.
The stock futures, they're in positive territory. The S&P futures up 8.5. The NASDAQ futures up 12. The Dow futures up 80. And what do we have from our friends across the pond? The London Exchange up 3.5%. Tokyo's Nikkei average closed down 1.5%. Ford is out with a plan to jumpstart sales, and it says boost consumer buying confidence. It includes 0% financing for select Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. Ford will also cover payments of up to $700 for as long as 12 months if you lose your job. $700 a month? Are you kidding? There ain't no Ford worth that. What the heck's the matter with you? If you're paying those kind of car payments for a Ford, what are you, nuts? Yeah. But anyway, that's just my humble opinion there.
And very humbly stated.
Yes.
In the small business entrepreneurial news this morning, a man in Ohio has been charged with drunken driving after crashing his motorized bar stool.
Wait a minute. There's got to be more to the story that we do want to hear.
The guy used parts from a lawnmower to power the stool, which he told police can go up to 38 miles an hour. He also told them he had 15 beers. Motorized bar stool.
This guy know George Jones.
Yeah, miles an hour.
Yeah.
No doubt.
What did you say, OV?
Does this guy know George Jones at all?
No doubt.
Drove GM sit down lawnmower to the liquor store once.
GM might want to get a hold of this guy and see about the blueprints for this vehicular.
Might want to package it. They need innovative vehicles.
That's it.
Stop this stupid electric car thing. Give us motorized bar stools.
That's right. Six pack on the side, baby. You're all set. I'm telling you, people will be clamoring for it. Yeah. Once again, the stock futures are tracking
drive
higher.
Up windows.
Yeah. I'm Buck McQuillan at the Wall Street Journal on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.